Have you ever heard it spoken of that horse laugh?
No.
Nicker?
Nicker, yes.
Quicker?
Yes.
Winner?
Oh, Winnie.
Well, we said Winnie.
Winnie. That's the time that came to mind.
If you've got horses and cows and mules and all those different animals, when it's time, when they get hungry, you might say you have to go out and feed the...
Stop.
Had you ever heard of a group of animals called critters?
Yes.
But you would probably refer to all your animals as stock, really.
Yes, stock.
If you're going to feed hens and turkeys and geese, so forth, do you have maybe one name for all of them?
Well, I guess you'd say, fowl.
It's a good general term. And a hen or a nest of eggs.
Hen nest.
What would you call the hen, though, that was on the nest?
A sitting hen.
Have you ever said hatching hen or a cluck?
No.
Brooder?
No.
Broody hen? And the house, where the chickens live.
That was like, chicken house.
Any other word about coop?
Now that.
What is it?
That denotes a hen and her fillies had a coop.
There's a
difference. Or that you had a special coop for your fries.
Did you make a distinction in chicken house and chicken?
Well, to me, a chicken house or a fowl house would be where all the chickens went to roost.
But then the coop would be where the chicken is with her.
But that was a family dwelling, so to speak.
How do you speak of the piece of chicken that children like to pull apart and make a wish of?
The wishbone.
Any other word for it?
Yes, pulley bone.
Pulley bone. How about lucky bone? Have you ever heard of that?
Yeah.
Have you ever heard a term that a child might call the bigger piece and the little piece after it's been pulled apart?
Yeah.
You ever heard it referred as the boy bone or the little boy?
No. Never.
Have not ever. I've been given any kind of name to the two pieces. What do you call the inside parts of the chicken that you eat? The liver, heart, and gizzard. Any?
Can't recall.
Kind of a one term for the insides. Is harslet?
No.
Or haslet?
No. Never.
Liver and lights?
You're talking about hog killing now.
Is that terms that...
Yeah, that's terms that are used in butchering pigs.
Hogs. Oh, yes. But those, you would not refer to any parts of the chickens.
No.
All right. What's the part that you sometimes eat and sometimes stuff sausage in?
That would be the casing.
Okay. What do you or chitlins? What are chitlins?
Chitlins. Well, now, the casing, of course, is a pig's small intestine. Uh-huh. And the chitlings were made from the large intestine. And some people included the stomach.
Do you like them?
Very well. If I clean them.
You personally supervised it, right?
If I personally supervised
it. Mm-hmm. But you wouldn't go eat anybody's food.
Oh, my.